ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ. ದಿಸ್ ಮಾರ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಬಾಬಾ ಸೆಡ್, ಹ್ಯಾಪಿನೆಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಬೆಸ್ಟ್ ನರಿಶ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್. ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಫುಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ ಮೈಂಡ್, ದ ನಾಲೆಜ್, ದ ಜ್ಯೂಲ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ನಾಲೆಜ್ ವಿತ್ ವಿಚ್ ವಿ ಪ್ಲೇ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಮೇಕ್ ಅಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿ. Just in meditation I was thinking, what is the difference between happiness and bliss? Happiness is the best nourishment of all. And bliss? It is just like when you eat food, you are happy. You get something new, you are happy. Your wish is fulfilled, you are happy. Success is achieved, you are happy. Happiness comes through many different ways. Even worldly people become happy and they are concerned the happiness should be in their life, because people want to be healthy, wealthy and happy. Health, wealth and happiness, everyone desires these three things. They work hard for that. And they think that happiness comes through little bit achievement they have. It seems like that. We got something very reasonable, cheap. I'm very lucky. I'm very happy. The class finished and you go for the bus. Bus is still there. You're very happy that you got the bus. Otherwise you have to wait for 1 hour. Or you are coming from Pandav Bhavan. The bus is still, one or two people are climbing and is about to leave, and you have reached here very happy. Wasn't it like that? Happy that you got the bus to be here for the class. So happiness is through achievements, and that is connected with this world. Bliss is more subtle and spiritual. Bliss has no comparison. Health and sickness as a comparison. Wealth and poverty as a comparison. Darkness and light as a comparison. Peace and peacelessness as a comparison. Happiness and sorrow as a comparison. It's a pair of scale. But bliss has no comparison, though no opposite word for bliss. It's opposite, means light and darkness, opposite. Happiness and sorrow, opposite. Poverty and richness, opposite each other. But what is opposing bliss? Is there a word to oppose bliss? God is praised, Sat-Chit Ananda. Sat means truth. Chit means living, experience. Living, existing. Bliss. Sat-Chit Ananda. So when there is truth living in our life, there is no opposition. Truth does not have any. Truth is does not to be proved. Falsehood need a lot of things to prove. It is not false, but truth does not need to prove itself. Truth is truth. Even people might make it false, but it would not be false. The sun is covered by clouds. It's very much dark, but still it will be called the day. It would not be called night. The sun is not shining. Even the light is not visible. But still, it's called the day. The flower is not visible. Fragrance is experienced. Immediately flower comes in the mind. So the essence, the power, the truth is the key to bliss. So the soul and the body, though it's a contrast, living and non-living. Eternal, imperishable and perishable. The body exists and it is changing. Means form changes. The childhood, the youth and youth to adolescent and adolescent to old. Death and birth again. It's a change taking place. And it brings fluctuation in experience. But the essence behind this life is the living. Which is constant. Yes, it is influenced by the change that is taking place. And as soon as it begins to identify the self with change, loses happiness, let alone bliss. Becomes happy, loses happiness, because the truth is forgotten. And so Baba is telling us the truth. And it's a, when you see a pair of scale, when it's balanced, it's equal. That steady comes, no? Two pair of scale. Stop fluctuating. Or the measuring needle slot stops fluctuating. is balance. So within ourselves as well, it's a balance which brings bliss. Balance, complete, steady in balance, equal balance, brings bliss. On the path of devotion, we did not have a balance. And we still were experiencing happiness time to time. And that happiness was considered bliss. Now Baba gives us a picture of balance to experience bliss. Baba gives us a pair of scales of two worlds. Most of the time he says, have the balance of being a master and child. Then you will experience bliss. So what is the meaning? What is the balance? What stays in the pair of scale of a master? And what stays in the pair of scale of a child? So that values are equal. It's a whatever the system is set, when the values are equal. For example, you want to buy something. You are satisfied when you give the value that you want to give, and the one who is giving is also satisfied that what he is selling is also getting reasonable. It is satisfaction on both sides. This satisfaction is the inner power. The content of both brings contentment. What contains the child stage? What contains the master stage? A child, innocence. A child, curious to learn. A child trusts others easily. A child who has the feeling of acceptance. Now, master. The child means is always something, support is needed. Master who gives the support. The master who takes the responsibility. The master who is experienced. The master who has the authority with opposite qualities of being a child. If authority becomes bossiness, there is not satisfaction. Authority becomes innocence of a child of love. The responsibility is there, but as soon as it comes in interaction with each other, then it is childlike. When it's responsibility, it's authority. When it comes in relationship, it's purity. Baba says, when you are in the field of action, in service, use your experience. Use what you have learned. But when the ideas are being finalized, just be a child. With authority, with clarity, you give the idea. And at the same time, become totally detached. My consciousness is not there. It's being trustee. It's my, as soon as my comes, balance is tilted. Conflict comes. Detachment. Automatically blessing comes. I'm child, God's child. This purity of being God's child lifts our consciousness so high. I'm master of the whole world. Say, child and master in this aspect. Great intoxication. Inner power goes very high. We are studying. Today Baba gave the importance of study. Knowledge brings balance, bliss, happiness. And so this image of our aim, object of study is Vishnu. Vishnu's four arms, balanced energy of male and female, yin yang, whatever in other languages remembered. It's a balanced energy of receiving, two hands up, receive. And then two hands down. Continue to receive and let go. Receive from Baba, give it to others. And a great joy is in receiving. And that inner joy Baba mentioned in the last Murli, the latest Murli. The love, the power of love. What he saw, the waves of joy on everyone's forehead, the ocean waves. The unlimited love. And next minute he is reminding us of being the Sun Dynasty souls, the sun, the rays of the sun touching the souls, giving power, vibrations, peace to the suffering souls. The ocean is influenced and then it takes the rubbish out, takes in first, then throws out. Out of love, takes everything from the Ganges. Then in its own capacity of the high tide waves, throws the rubbish out. But the power of the sun purifies, destroys the rubbish, kills the germs, but the sun does not take germ in itself. The rubbish does not touch the sun. It's powerful and detached. It's purifying but detached. Concern, giver, but detached. So balance. And so these four arms of Vishnu, which is our aim and object of our study, are the four subjects which we are studying to become a perfect being. This is a study, the knowledge which brings us happiness. So the subject of knowledge self-realization, spinning the cycle of self-realization, spinning the accurate knowledge of the drama, knower of the three aspects of time. This is knowledge. And it has to be balanced. Only knowledge does not serve. Knowledge has to become power. Knowledge is light. It must be balanced with might. Light and might is balanced. When knowledge becomes yoga, is the power. It's knowledge, I the soul am child of God. It's knowledge of the soul, knowledge of God. Devotees also say, oh God the Father, God Father. We are all children of God. But there's no yoga power. Now our relationship, I, the soul, belong to God. God belongs to me. This truth becomes living truth. It is true before as well. We all are children of God. The whole world is God's creation. But relationship was not there. Relationship was not of a father and the child. Relationship was, I'm a beggar. Asking for help, asking for peace, asking for wisdom, asking for temporary achievements. There was not even the consciousness of inheritance from God. Merciful God. But the child, this relationship is the experience of love. Love has beforehand protection. Love gives a support without asking. Love has the quality of concern and care. And so on the basis of knowledge, the true relationship with God based on love is yoga. So Swadarshan Chakra, the spinning wheel of self-realization, knower of the three aspects of time, spinner of the drama, beginning, middle and the end, my part, my role. But power comes when I have yoga with Baba, mace. So yoga of the intellect, automatically, with knowledge, understanding, creates the feelings in the mind. Of great joy. And so powerful mind is able to control the sense organs. A power to control my own doors which had brought suffering, sorrow, influenced my sense organs. Knowledge we had before. Vices are bad. Addictions make you sad and mad. We know this knowledge, but we did not have the power. It is yoga power now. It's power to burn the past and power to control the present. So then I'm able to see what my future is. Before that, there was no future, there was so confusion, so always fear. I do not know what I'm going to be. Fear of death. No future. Fear of losing what I have. No security. So relationship with Baba, this knowledge becomes yoga. Yoga means relationship. It's power. Power to control sense organs. Power to direct my mind where I want to direct it and focus it. And then this joy of automatically, there's a feeling of victory. Service, no matter how much I have knowledge, but if I don't have dharana, service does not bring result. Service has to be balanced with dharana. And dharana means detachment. Dharana means renunciation. Then even without saying, others see the truth. And so balance of service and dharana, balance of knowledge and yoga, makes our life blissful. Baba said you do the service through the mind, service through words, service of the center, and center, those are related with you, students and Baba's children in your center, and service of the whole world. Service through the mind, service through the world, service through action, relations. What do I need to these four types of service? Of a mind, speech, constant, near-dear relationships and world service. action and then word service. So in order to the service through the mind, I need the power of yoga. Mind has to be clear, powerful mind. Clear mind. Because mind will give the connect the mind of others, no? Service through words. I need knowledge. If intellect is not clear, I myself am not convinced. I don't have faith in the intellect. I cannot convince others. So through words, we speak knowledge. And when we give knowledge and people understand, we become very happy. When they argue, we are not able to convince them. What is the state of the mind at that time? Thoughts are afterwards going on. This should have said, I would have told this point, miss, you are still churning, but not happy. Churning is going on. But mind, intellect, both have to be on that level. The balance. Pure mind, clean intellect. Powerful mind, faithful intellect. Faith in intellect. It's a balance too. Serving those who are near and dear with me, my family, my friends, Baba's children, center, students. I need to have divine virtues. Virtues interact with each other. So virtues do service, not us. And this is why it's not easy to serve. You don't give the knowledge to your relatives. They say they want to see the transformation. Outside people we can give knowledge, but our friends, our relatives, our parents, children, they don't want to hear knowledge. Their service is through our life. So it is service through relationship, in harmony, through virtue. Virtue bind, that is sweetness, is the joints together. Their virtue becomes connected with our virtue. Because bodily relationship does not bring them, becomes an obstacle. But virtue connect with virtue is service of the relatives. And service of the whole world is renunciation. Tapasya. Selflessness. If any kind of selfish motive comes, service will not be service. It becomes disservice. So selflessness. Renunciation. So these are the four. That's all detachment. Lotus flower. then it's the equal stage of praise and defamation. Not taking praise, only then I am able to not influenced by defamation. If I take praise, I have to take the then blame as well. If I am, because it is the same, on the pair of scale has to be equal. Defamation and praise. Is detached from both. Praise and defamation, loss and achievement, victory and defeat. It means the actions are totally surrendered. It's complete action with full dedication and totally detached from the result. It's a balance. Complete dedication. Deep interest, but total detachment. Like Baba, no? Many people praise him, many defame him. No? If the child, Baba says, no, okay, God has given you child, why are you defaming God? He has given, so he has taken it back. But Baba doesn't get upset, neither with praise, happy with praise, nor is he upset with defamation. The truth holds on to the truth. Truth is neither he gives nor he takes away. So he is not happy that, yes, God, you have given me wealth, God, you have given me child, God, you have given position. He says, it's not, it's drama, not I. It's karma. The truth is, no? And then if people have misunderstood, he is detached. So there are different aspects of balance which makes the soul blissful, the key to a blissful life. Balance of relationship with incorporeal and corporeal. Many Brahmins, because Baba speaks in the Murli, remember me alone. No one else should come in your intellect. I am not corporeal. Yeah, that's true. That is truth. But the truth is that he is incorporeal. He is not corporeal. But the knowledge he does not give through inspiration. The truth is, knowledge he gives through corporeal form. And so I am born, twice born, Brahmin, through Brahma's mouth. So Brahma is my mother. So it's the relationship with God the Father in new Brahmin birth, mother and father. If I am living a single parent life of child of a single parent, no love, no bliss in life. And without the mother, how the birth will take place? It's a law, spiritual law is the same as the physical law. I'm child of the father. But through mother I took the birth. Inheritance comes from the father. But to be worthy to claim inheritance, to come in existence, came through the mother. So it's a balance of relationship with the incorporeal and corporeal. Seeing incorporeal in the corporeal form, and then corporeal Brahma always focused on incorporeal. So the balance of ourselves as well, being in body and yet constant practicing, I am bodiless. This balance is very little in us. Most of the time, knowledge is there, but dharana of soul consciousness. My yoga with my own qualities connected with the eternal qualities of the self. My quality serving myself first. Serving others is the later on. It's my qualities give me peace. My qualities give me happiness. Because I am connected with myself. And it is my forgetfulness, becoming dependent on others, makes me suffer. It is just like I become dependent on others, give me happiness or give me sorrow. Give me respect, I am happy. Accept my opinion, I am happy. So not self-respect, I cannot have respect for others, there is no balance. I have done something good, other people say, oh yes, very good. Other person say, yeah, it is very good. Yeah, it was good. And somebody says, yeah, it was good, but it was not, so you should have done this little bit, that the happiness is gone. 5 people gave happiness, 1 people came and commented, other way, happiness is gone. So control of my happiness in the hand of other people. I get something nice, I'm very happy. Oh, it's so good, no? Very nice. People said it, where did you get it? It's very nice. And somebody said, yeah, it's not so good quality, it doesn't look good on you. Happiness is gone. So all my feelings of happiness depends on feelingless things, no? The objects which make me happy or unhappy, they don't have feelings. They are dead. And the truth is that I make my happiness and sorrow depend on dead. How can dead give me bliss? How can non-living give me happiness? So it's the truth. This realization make us happy. Balance in everything. Baba says, be karma yogi and become angel. Totally detached. Virtuous, egoless. Yes. So it's a complete, it means I consciousness is gone. And then Baba, my consciousness has come so deep in. So it's a balance of receiving and letting go. So God is always praised Sat, Chit, Anand, because truth lives all the time. That is benevolent. Truth does not ask anything. truth proves itself, does not need to be proved. And so what Baba is teaching, I make it true for my life. So the truth of the soul, true relationship with Baba, truth of, we are establishing the land of truth. I the soul am truth. I the soul am child of the Sat Chit Anand, Satyam Shivam Sundaram. And I am establishing with truth the land of truth, the world of happiness, the world of purity, world of all achievements. This faith itself. Now, Baba said, actually, this is the key to all the treasure. It's just believe that you are, now Baba is with you. You belong to Baba now. So, the time is moving fast. I would like to, if someone has any questions, maybe a few minutes we can communicate with each other. Someone wants to ask any question or share anything. No one? Yes. Is it possible? What man? He brings the mic. Brother will bring the mic.
Om Shanti. It is not really a question. It is something that hit.
If you can the mic.
Hit my mind. Hit me. Mm. That truth. To say that you are truth. Has been through the ages very dangerous. Mm. I was thinking of Al-Hallaj, Sufi, who was shouting in ecstasy, I am the truth. He was executed for that, and others also have been. We are truth. Souls are truth. Yes?
Yeah.
Yes. Not only God.
Yeah.
So
this is why when then I the soul am child of God.
Yes.
This truth makes me aware of the power of the truth.
Yes.
So without believing that I am soul, then I have to believe that I am not this body.
Mm.
This makes the balanced truth.
Yeah.
When I say I am truth, and I don't realize that living in this body, which is my identity I received, I have to put the same power here. Body is only, this is what, visible and invisible. Mm. So in this visible, I am invisible.
Yes.
This truth, because otherwise I, the truth, cannot be visible. Like God also reveals the truth only incorporeal, comes in the corporeal. Otherwise, about God is also confusion.
Yeah.
The truth is not experienced without a contrast. In the beginning I said, you need to have a pair of scales. So here it is means in the corporeal is incorporeal. Then it is known I am living. When the soul is gone out of the body, then the body and the soul both have, this is not there. Though the soul is eternal, imperishable, but you cannot see the existence, the qualities of the soul. It has to be visible in the corporeal form. Truth has a reality. Truth is quality, the real quality. For example, this flower. It's a picture of the flower. It's a flower. It's true. It's a flower. But it's not truth. Because it does not have the fragrance. It does not have the gentleness. It's from you, it's a flower. For me, it's also a flower. But what we will call it? Artificial flower. Part of truth is there. So part of truth is that the body exists, but what is the real? The living qualities. So the qualities in the soul, it's quality of God. So goodness, love, wisdom, power, purity, purifying, benevolence. This is why Baba says, there are many called Satguru, but there is only one Satguru, the truth, which really lives truth, expresses truth, gives truth, liberates us. So it's in practical experience of truth. So then when I am living this, experiencing truth, there is satisfaction and bliss. I see food, I'm happy, I'm going to eat. Right? And by the time somebody has come and taken me away, or dog and cat has come, right? So then satisfaction, you did not eat it, you saw it, be happy. When this food has transformed into power, it became invisible. But it is satisfaction. So invisible becomes visible, visible becomes invisible. So God, invisible, becomes visible, and then this power what we receive, we give to others, that brings us bliss. For example, you earn money, you earn knowledge. It's visible, Baba is giving knowledge. We share it with others, it is visible. When others get the power from that, you get blessings. It's invisible, but it gives you kind of a charity. Their account is automatically created, which brings blessings, which gives power, which creates confidence in you. It's visible, not visible, and yet it is the inner strength. It's knowledge when I'm receiving. Others are also seeing. I'm speaking, others are also seeing it. It's earning. When others inculcate, you give sakash, you give support, and from their heart comes happiness and blessings. That becomes truth. Because it became power for others. So now it is question, I'm happy to make effort. That's also true. Knowledge is true. But in order to make it real, I need to change into yoga. In order to change it, experience power, I change name into virtue. And in order to be blessed, blissful, I have to let go. Renounce of I gave or I achieved, I connection has had to return. Then blessing, it becomes, then knowledge becomes might, which is not only from Baba and me, but it is coming from others. So it becomes the real truth, which brings happiness, which brings bliss, which brings power. Yes, any other? thought or question or... Yeah, if you get the, give her the mic, it can reach there. It might not, let her just, I think it will reach there.
So, in order to know what is truth, first you have to have the knowledge, then practice it and express it.
Yeah. Experience and then expresses. Because knowledge, many of us in the beginning have only up to the level of information. On the path of ignorance, we had the knowledge, but was information. When we came to Baba, that information became understanding. Understanding, then we started experimenting. The more we experiment, it becomes our experience. Experience brings confidence. That then we express. Then it is power for the self and empowering others.
So that is why if I said I remember only Baba, but my actions, words and behavior is not shown to others, you cannot believe it, because no, I'm not expressing that I am connecting with him. Yeah.
So the quality is not full. It has a part of it, truth, but not the power in it.
And truth is not expressed completely.
Yeah, it's right. It is just like I am. It is true that somebody has given me a map, knowledge, a map. And this map is so accurate to reach the destination. But then I, holding the map, I do not reach the destination. Holding map, the others, I cannot say, this is the place. People have to go. I have to go. And then I reach. So knowledge on the first level is only a map. But when I walk on that, I follow that map, then it is truth for me. And I become a map for others then. So any other question connected to any other subject? One question was asked, I liked it very much. In CC, when we have yoga with Baba, so I like to share it with you. When we have yoga with Baba, our sins are destroyed. No, question was like this. Question was, what is the difference between when we say our sins are destroyed, so shall we also say our sanskaras are transformed? Sins are destroyed means sanskaras are also transformed. On one aspect it is right. But then sins are destroyed through the yoga power, which is the accumulation of the past. Past karmic account is a bondage which is, we say that the burden, bondage, weaknesses are destroyed and yoga power helps us to be free. But sanskaras are transformed through practical present virtues in life. Past, some transformation takes place, but sanskaras are formulation of the present time also. And present time we need to use knowledge, present time we need to use virtues. Then our sanskaras, our transformation is taking place. Because how the sanskaras are formed? Sanskaras were formed in expressing, in an interaction with each other. And in order to make that, I need to repeat this virtue again and again. Sanskara express of my behavior. Sanskara is expression of my nature. or present accumulated desires, no? And so it is not only past, it is the present as well. So this is why we need to pay extra attention to change our sanskaras, not only just yoga.
So Gautai says that sanskaras, whatever is the sanskars, this one sanskar, I have to practice the opposite virtue.
Yeah.
For instance, if I am very proud, I have to practice humility.
Mm.
And so on.
Mm.
That was what you were saying.
Yeah, it's a present. In order to change sanskaras, virtues are needed.
Yes.
In order to change sanskaras, my practical interaction with others is connected. So here, others are also needed, situation is also needed to change my sanskaras.
Mm-hmm.
Yoga is needed to change the sense, one. But in order to change my sanskaras, I need the laboratory of many people.
Mm. But
because then I would know how far my transformation has taken place.
Mm-hmm.
So this I meant, me situations, people, circumstances, test, challenges, this will show how my sanskaras are changed. And yoga power, only just remembering one, my past is clarified.
But also, sister, we shall know that they are transformed because that sanskar won't be repeating and will be getting less and less and less when I practice the virtue.
Yeah. The past is also changing, but main attention is for the present as well.
Do we have time for one more question?
Yeah,
We come from all over the world here with many different instructions. And I'd like to hear from you, how would you suggest we spend the next few days before Baba's coming, you know, to maximize the time here in Madhuban?
Beautiful. Yeah. See, it's, again, keeping the attention. It's not that when Baba comes, then we get fill in ourselves. We need to fill in ourselves when I'm empty before. If my glass is full of something from the past, and Baba puts in the power in it, so it's still mixture of that. And then Baba is trying to remove it, and so I go, some experience of it, but not full. So now the time when we come 10 days, 8 days, 12 days, 5 days or 2 days, is the practice of really whatever I have brought with me, it doesn't exist, let go. I am here, what for? I'm filling myself with certainly there are 4 benefits are taking place anyway of the family, the power of knowledge, combined support of the morning class, the Murli. It's a very powerful method of cleansing the energy that which comes together. We are put together in a washing machine. And so it's important that here the joy of being together took the benefit from that. From Amrit Vela, it's the day, the start, no matter how much yogi we are alone or 2-3 service companion at the center or being alone at home, the quality of meditation is different. Though love is the same, faith is the same, but the quality of yoga in the morning, Amrit Vela, is special. And so that's the time that it's just like the soul gets rays from Baba, the Sadguru. And so it is important that we really take the benefit of morning Murli and Amrit Vela. Time for introspection is also important. Taking a time to to be in Baba's room and have a sweet conversation, so that whatever is something sitting on the heart, that is removed. So then when we are meeting Baba, it's a close feeling. At that time I am not asking or thinking or expecting anything. It's I'm ready to fill in. Of course, Baba at that time gives us very powerful support, because he knows what the soul needs. But as you said, to prepare ourselves, it's a power of silence. It's very important, because it's a balance. We hear a lot, many hours, and that is beneficial, because it helps us to clarify our questions, it helps us to come closer to each other. It's also important, that's why we come here, because there it is, we don't have this opportunity of getting the experience of senior yogis or experienced Baba's children or those who have been for many years in Gyan. There's not opportunity that you don't, or dadis will not go everywhere, seniors will not go anywhere, but here the opportunity. So we take the benefit, and from that just some 3-4 lines essence should be created, which helps then for the self. And then introspection time of silence, so it's a balance. Hearing a lot, going in insight personally. Then Baba, when we are listening, sitting in front of Baba, the vibrations are so powerful that it helps us. Like, you know, the doctor, it gives a powerful injection. And first he gives the chloroform, some gives some, you know, something to clean. So that is also the atmosphere, cleanses. But here we are creating that atmosphere, even if we are many, preparing ourselves. Then Baba's drishti is like an injection. It's a 1 second. It's not that all will get the chance to go on the stage. But from there, just like the rays of the sun can touch from a distance, in the same way when I have prepared myself through introspection, through silence, through the joy that we receive Baba's knowledge, attention for the whole day, a theme you can create from the murli or from the classes, then conversation with Baba. It's like an injection, which at that time might be not a feeling of receiving. It's only when you go out you realize power has been filled, because power does not have an emotional effect. Some experience great joy, some experience vision, some experience some kind of magic transformation, but power is incognito. So not expecting anything, let there be just natural, Baba knows, let this, his injection, give the power to the soul. And then the memory, the gift, the conversation that Baba has, that is relationship. The murli. Murli is to maintain, to communicate with Baba. So this communication, this conversation, Baba's at that time expression from his features, through his eyes, through his smile, with vibrations, that's a very powerful thing we carry with us. So for that we need to preparation also, introspection, internal joy, conversation from the murli that we are hearing, and to get that powerful injection in Amrit Vela, so that from Baba's drishti we get that power. Om Shiva.